It's our prayer that not one would be lost. Not one would be lost. The enemy has lied to you. I keep hearing God say, tell them the enemy is lying, has lied, can never tell the truth. Don't listen to him. He said, my sheep. So, Lord, I'm one of them. Say it, Lord, I'm one of them. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. And that stranger is the voice of the devil. Where'd I go from here, Lord? Thank you, Lord. This was another message that I started yesterday. And I got up this morning and he just said, well, you just listen and go on the inside and whatever I bring out, he said, that's what you say. And none of that was written down at all. But this he says to share with you. That proverb woman was a wise woman, and we've read it and we've preached it every year on Mother's Day for so many years. I read a little thing today. The lady said, I could never be that perfect. And then she read on, she said, hello, she had servants. All that stuff she did, she had some help, in other words. Amen. I taught healing class. And Tuesday, by the way, if you're listening, we have a healing class on the prayer line on Tuesdays at 11. Awesome, awesome teaching. And we invite you to dial in. You can get the number from practically any member. But I said this, looking at the healing school lesson, I said, we've heard some awesome, awesome word. Lord, we need some awesome manifestations of healing, not just feelings, etc. And it came to me how we still do sometimes, but how we used to shout and dance and turn over chairs and go home, just like we can, except for that brief minute. He said, Cor, listen to this now. Many have to be healed emotionally before they can receive physical healings. This is what I believe the Lord said to me. I'm not a medical person. But I did read that 90% of sicknesses are caused by stress. The stress and abuse that people have inflicted on their own emotions or allowed someone else to inflict upon them have taken a toll on the physical body. It has been like termites hidden in the foundation, the underlying structure that's to hold up the building, that eat away many times without the homeowner or tenant knowing there's a problem. That stress eats at the very core of people's bodies, often without the person knowing what it is. It will manifest itself in, if unchecked and corrected. It shows up as headaches, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, various kinds of kidney disease, other respiratory problems, and the list goes on. He said in Genesis 1:1, I have made them in my image, and after my likeness, and everything I made was good and very good. Tell them I made everything as the word says, good and very good. Genesis 4, 1, 4, 10, 12, 18, 21, and 25. And then 31 says very good. That includes you, my friend. That includes you, my friend. I made very good. This is not descriptive. This is who you are. And very good. He said, let that sink in. Adam and Eve were God's pattern of his good work, of his goodness. Every male and female human being since then have been cut and made from the same basic good pattern. Tell them that you used, he said, this is what a note he gave. I used to sew a lot. So much so till I was consumed with sowing, till I had to ask God to deliver me from sowing. You know, I used to make my, I remember the first time I made Jimmy a pair of pants. It took me 3 days, but and that was back in polyester days, but they were looking good. I made suits for him more than I can count. I made my children clothes. When hammer pants came out, Teresa, remember? Oh, they wanted to know where they get their hammer pants from, all that stuff. But the thing he wanted to tell me, get to tell that I used a pattern, and many times I would use a basic pattern, but I would change it up a little bit. And so he said, we are all made from the same pattern, though we look differently. Our desires are different, but we kept the same thing. He said the clothes patterns were for clothes. The drapery patterns were for drapery. Well, God's good basic pattern for his man has not changed a bit. Genesis 1:4. He told his man, male and female, to take dominion, and he gave them the rule over this good earth. Now, that's what God wants you to know today, that he loves you. He took time out of his schedule and made you. Say me. Tell your neighbor, say, God made you. And say, God made me. Say, I don't know about you, but I know that I'm good. I'm made well. You know, well being an adjective of made, that's how good I'm made well. But he made me good. I believe that's what the Lord would have me to tell you today. He's calling you, young people. You can't keep living your own way. You've got to follow God's way, God's word, and God's will. You can't do it your way anymore. You might have gotten off, but you get back on track and you stay on. You stay on. Gail, may I tell about your trip to Chicago again? Gail and her family were headed to Chicago. How many of you know you can't go 40 West going to Chicago? They were driving at night. I don't know if it was raining. Everybody was sleeping. They were just driving. Ended up in Oklahoma City. Wrong road. God said, you can't keep going the wrong road. You can't keep shacking, pardon my expression. You can't keep fornicating. You can't keep lying. You can't keep cheating. You can't keep doing what the world does. You are mine, he said. I paid for you. He said, now come back to me. I've already forgiven you, but there's a better life. There's a happier life. There's a joyful life.